On the phone we have Mike from Riders. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Erin. Morning, everybody.
Alrighty. So what is going on?
Well, we'll go through the weather first, eh, for the weekend. It looks like it's going to be sort of nor-nor-west for the most of the weekend, turning around to the westerly, 10 to 15 knots, so not super strong. Mainly fine weather, bit of showery stuff every now and again. It's a bit dull this morning, but I think this will clear up a bit tomorrow and get a little bit better. Swell on both coasts, the east coast is dead flat all weekend, and the west coast showing a 2.5 metre swell and increasing, so that's probably a no-no, except for the surfies out that side.
Yeah.
The high tide's 8 o'clock high on the east coast and 9 o'clock high on the west coast, so sort of 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. lows. And the big moon tides too, so just be wary of a lot of sea movement. If it's sweeping a little bit on the west coast and you're out there, just be careful of your vehicles, because they're 3.5, 3.6 metre this weekend. So
yeah, well, we can tell from the erosion from the sand dunes.
Yeah. No, there's been a bit of a swell running, and a few scollies come up there last week for those hardened people that want to go and have a look, but it was so flat last weekend, that's why they came up. They were in reasonable condition, but a few decent-sized ones, so managed to sneak a couple off someone, so that was all right. Shop-wise at the moment, yeah, it's still middle of winter now, so we've actually just got a new range of Techno Fleece from Bettercraft Industries. Now we've got some 280 gram and 350 gram weight fleece singlets come in. Previously we only had the 220 gram, so these are a lot warmer. They're all $19.90. Got some anoraks and some bush shirts from them too, and the anoraks are all have got a big lining in them, so they're really, really super warm. They're down to $59 from $99, and the bush shirts are down to $39 from $69. Not a huge range of sizes in those, but we've got them from a medium through to a 2XL in two colours. So, and of course, we've still got all our Ridgeline specials going. We're starting to get lose stock of a few things, but we had the rep in this week, and the black packs are due back in again next week for those people that want to get those, and they'll still be on special at $89.90, and that pack's probably the biggest seller at the moment, because it's got a big black anorak in it, which is worth $80 anyway.
Oh, right.
Plus a pair of trousers, plus a t-shirt, plus a pair of socks, plus a beanie, which is a cross between a balaclava and a beanie, so they should be back in late to next week, and we got them running from an extra small through to a 5XL in those. Up-and-coming events, what have we got to look forward to? Well, probably tonight, we've got Ryan Fox is the Kiwis leading the European event again this weekend. He did really well last week and won his first European Tour event in the Gulf.
Okay.
Lydia Ko's coming second in the British Open at the moment after the first round. But the TV highlight tonight for most of the locals should be on 7 sharp tonight, 7 o'clock. The kids from the CrossFit Games in America.
Right.
Yeah, there's Christian, Kelly, Kyla, Dakota, and Brooke R. Sam. They'll be on 7 sharp tonight. Brooke's sister just came and told me that to watch that tonight, so those kids should be on there tonight with their welcome back to New Zealand. So
awesome.
check that one out. And another upcoming event is Sunday, the August the 16th, is the Kaitaia Run and Walk. So get your entry fees in for that one as well. And the highlight for this weekend up here probably is the Maori Rugby Championship. So we've got Aupuri taking on Hokianga for the Ian King Trophy, and then Awanui against my old team Eastern for the Bell Shield. So
yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Matty, I've got to pick Eastern to win. It's going to be tough, but hey, got to look after my old team. So yeah,
yes, definitely.
Yeah. I've given them, they've got a new ball, so it's probably got a secret homing device to get over that Awanui try line. Hopefully, but we just hope some of those big Awanui Fijian wingers get a bit sick tonight or something like that. Get the man flu or something like that, and they won't be able to play.
Oh,
but yeah, no, so all roads will lead to Arnold Ray Park tomorrow to watch both those games there. And yeah, just a big talking about Matty too, just a big write up there about Wayne Rack, who used to be top kaitaia bowler here, and come back after 11 years of retirement and won 5 Northland titles in 1 year. Unbelievable.
That is, wow.
Never been done before, yeah. So well done, Wayne. I was actually talking to him in Whangarei about 3 or 4 weeks ago and said he'd been playing some really good bowls again this year. I didn't even know he'd started up again. So,
yeah,
so that's about that's about us for the weekend. Yeah, just hope this weather sort of sorts itself out. There's a fair bit of flu around at the moment, so just if everybody's got that, just keep rugged up. I'm a bit down with it at the moment, but yeah.
Yeah.
And we have organised a Canada Goose shoot tomorrow on Awanui Harbour for anybody that's interested. So there's a final meeting tonight at Waipapakari Hotel at 6:30, just to finalise boats and areas to shoot and that, and there's a bit of free ammunition going from Regional Council and from a couple of my wholesalers. So anybody that's interested in having a bit of a shoot up in the weekend to chase a few Canadas and a few swan and any parries that are still around, it's the last weekend, you pop down to Waipap at 6:30 and get into the meeting, and you'll be handed out a box of ammo each and sort out some boats and stuff like that. That's on tomorrow morning. It's going to start, and depending how it goes, we might have a crack at it on Sunday as well. Last weekend for the season for most of the game birds. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Okay. Some very cool stuff there, and we shall talk to you again next Friday.
Okay.
All right, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.